Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do have a couple of one random Pac-12 game. Let's pick it in Pac-12 picks against the spread, shall we? I mean, let's just catch the fever. I want to break down this game from every angle.
Oh, God.
8 o'clock on FS1, Pac-12 After Dark. You know what? What the hell? I might watch this game. You know what? I didn't realize it was at 8 o'clock at night. All the other games are going to be done by then.
I'll be at a Van Gogh exhibit.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Artsy fartsy? No, I've not seen
There's
that.
An experience.
Oh, okay. You going to go experience Van Gogh?
Yeah. It was a nice little gift.
I'm proud of you.
Well, you know, some say do drugs while you do it. I don't know.
I've heard that's a good thing. USC at Cal. How many people are going to be at this game?
23.
8 p.m. at night in Berkeley?
8 p.m. in Berkeley.
Yeah. If you don't count the parents, I legitimately think it'd be 110 people at that game.
Cal is favored for some reason by 4.5 points.
I'm going to take USC. Why, Brandon? I don't have an explanation for you. That's just...
I have an explanation for you.
I'm
taking the Trojans.
Okay.
And all those guys there, and there's going to be about 80 people in the transfer portal looking to join Lincoln Riley. Those kids are playing for their jobs
to stay. Audition.
It's an audition.
Oh, I like it.
They'll be on fire. Cal doesn't care anymore.
Not a bad theory.
Well, does the coach care at Cal? I hope he gets out of there. I'm just going to say it. I love Justin Wilcox. He's a friend of the station.
He deserves better.
He does deserve better. I don't blame him for taking that gig. It's a head coaching job. He was a coordinator for a long time. I hope he gets out of there.
I'm going to miss this segment. We get to do it next week, though, because we got to do bowl games. So we're going to have one more.
Wait, you're going to miss this segment?
I am going to miss it. I love Pac-12 picks against the spread.
Trash-ass conference.
I love this, dude. I just love listening to the music for 10 minutes.
Records again?
Oh, hold on. Let's pick the Oregon game, and then I'll wrap up there.
I'm taking USC.
I'm going to take USC as well. I like Swigard's. He's onto something there. I like that theory. All right. Oregon, Utah, obviously tonight. 5 o'clock, ABC, right here on the fan. Ducks 10-2, Utah 9-3. Utah favored. It depends on what line you want to go with. 2.5, 3. I've seen it at either place.
Let's play it at 3.
I saw it at 2.5 is what I had on the Oregon BetMGM.
Oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, let's do it. Let's make Sprague feel uncomfortable. Minus 2.5.
Do you think Lincoln has an Inspector Gadget trench coat, a fake mustache and glasses sitting in Berkeley tonight to watch these guys play or tomorrow?
No, he's officially hired.
But do you think he's like, doesn't want him to know that he's watching them play
so he can
evaluate who to keep.
I think he'll be all over the place. I think he'll be there fighting on in Golden Garnet.
This is going to be a Trojan home game, by the way, Cal. I promise you it's going to be.
Okay.
Yes. They're
he's
clamoring
trying
to travel.
Recruit the Bay Area.
I'm going to take the Ducks plus the 2.5. This is the revenge spot. Look, you can break this down a million ways. Utah absolutely destroyed them when they played at Rice-Eccles. It kind of sucks for them that they have to play again so soon. And so for that reason, I also think this is Kayvon's last game. I'd love to be proven wrong there. And so I'm going to buy into that narrative. Revenge spot, every statistical category in the conference, Oregon and Utah match each other. I just think Oregon's going to play a much better game, and Utah will not have a punt return to end a half to go up 28-0. I'll take the Ducks with the points in this spot.
Okay.
At 2.5, I will take Utah. And while the Ducks will certainly show up for this and play better, and it will be a much closer game, there are some things that went on in that game that I don't think get fixed in 2 weeks. You mentioned tight ends have torched the Ducks. And I think, I think Utah recognizes what this opportunity is for them and their coach and everything that they have been through this season.
I am polling, honestly, for them. I want them to do this.
And I don't think they want to let this one go. But it'll definitely be, you know, at 2.5. Could it be a field goal game? Absolutely. But you've got a controlled environment inside Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, you know, Oregon State still, after they took the gut punch, came back and put up 29 points against them. They were able to run a little bit with B.J. Baylor. I don't think the Ducks are going to completely shut down the run either.
No, I don't think so either.
So I don't know that there's enough I've seen from Oregon to make up the difference from the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got to take Oregon, obviously, in this spot. I can't pick against my team in the Pac-12 championship game. I understand all the reasons you point to. I'm not very confident in this game tonight, mainly because just the inconsistent quarterback play and the youth that exists on this roster. Oregon has been two different teams basically all season. They look great at times. They look terrible at times. And it just is a question of what team's going to show up. And if they do show up, can they show up for a long stretch, right?
Yes.
Like, look at even, you know, as Swag's pointing out with the Oregon State game last week, you're up 24-3 at half. Like, this is going to be a dominating win. They're blowing them out, man. No show the third quarter. Oregon State gets back into the game. Next thing you know, there's an onside kick. You're like, what the hell just happened? We got ourselves a ball game now. So this has been a team that they can put quarters together, but they've never put four quarters together outside of maybe Ohio State all season long. And so I think it's going to take that kind of effort to beat Utah because they're playing really good football. They've won 8 out of 9. That only loss was blowing a 14-0 early lead on the road at Oregon State when Oregon State had it going good. So it's going to take a good effort tonight. And I'm going to take Oregon, not overly confident. I do like the 2.5 line a little bit better.
You do?
I do like 2.5 a little bit better.
Why do you like that?
Because I think
if you're taking Oregon plus the points, don't you want a push number?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You'd rather have it at 3. Oh, I mean, 3.5 would be ideal.
I mean, that would be absolute gold.
But I look, Utah's not 31 points better than Oregon.
No.
There's no doubt in my mind about that. And I do think you're going to get a close game either way.
I think we know Utah caught a lightning in a bottle and Oregon did not show up. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
It's the nature of college football. It can happen from time to time. I do think this is a very close one-score game. And so if you're taking Oregon plus a 2.5, if they're going to lose, you're hoping it's, you know, 28-27, somewhere in that range. But I will take Oregon tonight, and I can't wait. 5 o'clock right here on the Fan. By the way, last week, Swag won the week. He went 4-3. You and I went 3-4, Sprague. Season standings with what this week and then the bowl games left. I'm 44-38-1.
Your biggest mistake that you're never going to learn from. You have to start using these games for Sprague and Line, my
man. Put them on the Oregon Lottery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.